Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Opening statements today in the Harvey Weinstein retrial on rape charges here in New York. Let's get a preview from our Glenn Schuck.
Yeah, so how did we get here? New York's highest court, you'll recall last year, overturning Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. So this retrial, unlike the previous trial, there is a majority female jury. Now, in that case in 2020, there were seven men and five women. It's been flipped around this time, the jury consisting of seven women and five men. A personal injury attorney, Herb Subin, spoke with 1010 Winds and talks defense strategy.
The defense is going to argue that you have women who are many, many years later with other agendas that are making these allegations against a very powerful man in Hollywood.
Now, Weinstein is now 73 years old. He's been suffering some pretty serious health issues in recent years. Now, at the same time as this, he's also challenging a separate rape conviction he's been serving time for from 2022 in Los Angeles. He is appealing that. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Lower Manhattan.
3,000 people told to get out as firefighters respond to a major wildfire in South Jersey. This is in Ocean County, where the blaze has grown to 8,500 acres in Ocean and Lacey townships and is only 10% contained. Yanira Leona spoke to ABC 6 in Philly.
I noticed the smell at first, and then when I went outside, it was all smoky. And I have a balcony, so I looked on my balcony, and I saw ashes.
Local officials say more than 1,300 structures were threatened, but so far no reports of injury or major damage. Barnegat police say two local high schools are being used as shelters. Meantime, JCP&L cut power to about 25,000 customers at the request of the Forest Fire Service. They say they do not expect that to be restored until later today. We have known her as Jane Doe number 3, but today is the day Nassau County Police will reportedly announce the identity of not only this murdered woman, but also her toddler. Partial remains of the woman found stuffed into a Rubbermaid container that was at Hempstead Lake State Park in June of 1997. She was nicknamed Peaches based on a tattoo on her body. Skeletal remains of the child, a girl, were found off Ocean Parkway in Suffolk in April of 2011. That was part of the Gilgo Beach case. Nassau County Police have a news conference coming up at 11 this morning. The NYPD now asking for help catching the two people on bikes who rode up to three others and attacked them out of nowhere. This was last Thursday, 8 p.m. on the Upper East Side at 79th and 5th Avenue, where police say the suspects punched a 75-year-old man and shoved a 72-year-old woman and a 46-year-old woman to the ground. They then rode off. The victims all treated at Lenox Hill. We'll have photos of the attackers at 1010winds.com. Mayor Adams announces another 5 outreach teams to the city's homeless outreach program while highlighting the work of one in particular.
Lisa Singh is a psychiatric nurse who approaches people with a team of officers every night. A case in point.
You know, there was one individual who I spoke with. He was oriented, very oriented to person, place, and time. But then he began to speak about a spaceship. and the spaceship was coming to pick him up.
Singh praised what she called the soft approach of officers involved in getting people removed or hospitalized. Mayor Adams explaining,
all these folks who are out there saying police should not be involved, police should not be involved. Here's a nurse, frontline nurse who's on the job. She said, this is a partnership.
Adams supports involuntary commitment. Officials say five more teams will be added next month. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Bally's Foundation comes to the rescue of a longtime Catholic school in the Bronx that was going to have to shutter after nearly 75 years. Bronx Borough President Vanessa L. Gibson.
The scholars were told that Preston was closing at the end of this school year in June, and it was met with a lot of heartbreak and just disappointment, frustration, anger. Generations of young women have come in and out of Preston doors since 1957.
Well, here's what's happening. The foundation, which is affiliated with the gaming giant that's looking to develop a casino complex at nearby Ferry Point Park. They will purchase the land for $8.5 million. They will then lease it to the school for $1 a year for the next 25 years. It's an offer the Sisters of the Divine Compassion had actually rejected last month. Another three prosecutors in the now-defunct Eric Adams corruption probe have resigned. Celia Cohen, Andrew Rohrbach, and Derek Wickstrom have been placed on leave after refusing orders to drop the investigation. In a letter to the deputy attorney general, they say they feel as if they're being pressured into admitting wrongdoing in order to be reinstated, but there is nothing to confess. The mayor was indicted last year for allegedly accepting illegal campaign contributions and travel perks, but the DOJ dropped the case, saying it would free the mayor up to help with the Trump immigration agenda. That brought allegations of a quid pro quo from the Trump-appointed acting U.S. attorney, who also resigned in protest. Eric Adams both denies any wrongdoing or a deal with the Trump administration. The mayor ripping into Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen over his meeting with the man the Trump administration admits it wrongly deported to El Salvador.
I won't have a tequila drink with a gang member. I won't be hanging out with them and hugging them, acting like they are victims. They are not victims. They create victims by their actions.
Lawyers for Kilmar Abrego-Garcia say he is not a gang member, and a U.S. immigration court in 2019 ruled that he not be deported because he faced threats from gangs in his native country. A major gang bust in New York City.
Mayor Adams standing alongside Border Czar Tom Homan jointly announcing federal charges. 27 members of the accused Tren de Aragua terrorist organization. The mayor saying he's unapologetic about getting dangerous gangs off the streets.
And every law enforcement agency on the city, state, and federal level is part of that partnership.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch outlined some of the accused crimes. Scooter robberies throughout the city, human trafficking, shooting cops. The Border Czar says he'd like to see Mayor Adams do more.
He's in a tough position when you got a city council fighting him all the way. Plus, you got a governor who doesn't support what we're doing here today.
And he says sanctuary cities shouldn't be protecting criminals. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A New York City-based talent agent accused of ripping off 160 actors.
Prosecutors say Mark Measures, who ran KMR Talent Agency in Manhattan, raided the account used to store his clients' earnings to the tune of $1.8 million. An email from a client to Measures reads, "My family of five is dependent on this income." Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says Measures came up with all sorts of excuses.
Blaming slow mail, blaming the bank, promising to send out checks that either bounced or were never sent.
There are 160 alleged victims in New York, but prosecutors say hundreds more across the country. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
TikTok is not responsible for the death of Chase Naska, the 16-year-old from Bayport died by suicide, after his family says he was inundated with thousands of unsolicited videos promoting suicide on the social media app. The court did not dispute that. However, State Supreme Court Judge Joseph Santorelli ruled that based on Section 230 of the Federal Communications Decency Act, TikTok was immune from liability stemming from content made by third-party users on its platform. You, Season 5 is just one day away, but now there's something else for Joe Goldberg fans, his infamous bookstore from Season 1. A pop-up Mooney's bookstore is opened in Soho at 489 Broome Street, and 1010 Wins checked it out.
If you ever wanted to walk a mile in Joe Goldberg's shoes or even go to work with him, it's your lucky day.
There's always more Joe that could come. There's always something new that he could do.
The fans are excited to walk inside of Mooney's bookstore. Julia is first in line.
It's been a long time coming from season one, seeing how it's changed, getting used to it, and it's really a send-off, like a goodbye.
The line stretches down Broome Street, which is where Allie and Diana are.
So it's interesting to like be here, and I can't wait to see the final season because like they're going to bring them back and it's going to be full circle.
They say visiting the bookstore in person is on their bucket list, and they're counting down for the final premiere this Thursday. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Soho.
Well, fans were psyched. Yeah, that's from Washington Square Park, where Lorde announced an impromptu concert. Problem was, she didn't get a permit. Oops. The performance was supposed to begin at 7 last night, but it was quickly shut down by the cops. Turns out, most of the crowd stuck around, and then at around 8:30... Yeah, she showed up. She got on a small platform and both sang along and danced to this new song, What Was That? That single, by the way, officially drops on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.